With that summary in news, I'm Jason Walker. Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus says they are putting now the finishing touches on a proposal to freeze government funding levels for another year and potentially through the 2026 midterms. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Annual discretionary spending has totaled $1.6 trillion since fiscal 2024. The GOP-led Congress enacted a year-long funding stopgap for fiscal 2025, which kept that top line in place. The Freedom Caucus wants to do the same for fiscal 2026, which begins October 1st, to prevent funding increases Democrats are demanding. Maryland Republican Andy Harris says the Freedom Caucus not only supports a year-long funding stopgap, but is discussing a slightly longer extension running beyond next September 30th to last through the November 2026 midterm elections. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In Southern California, Regional Border Chief Gregory Bovino racking up arrest of illegal immigrants.
We're not going to hit one location. We're going to hit as many as we can all over the Los Angeles region. We're going to turn and burn to that next target. We're not going to stop until there's not a problem here anymore.
Undeterred by court orders, Bovino revels in catchphrases, breaking norms, and an unflinching defense of the purpose of the raids.
And if they violate immigration law, they're going to get arrested. It doesn't matter who they are, what color.
Arrests from the Los Angeles effort topped 5,000 last week. I'm Jennifer King.
There could be a lot of tears in Austin, Texas, Friday. Families of some of the kids who died in the Camp Mystic catastrophic flooding 2 months ago will be joining Governor Greg Abbott for a ceremonial bill signing. Several measures that aim to improve the safety of those youth camps were given final legislative approval this week. Among other things, they prohibit cabins in dangerous parts of flood zones. This is SRN News. A Methodist school is, well, changing its name.
Officials at Virginia Wesleyan University in Virginia Beach say they are renaming the institution in honor of the Batten family, perhaps their biggest donors. Batten University will become official next summer, a change that is being contested by alumni, parents, and students of the school that has always been affiliated with the United Methodist Church. A petition urging Virginia Wesleyan not to abandon its historical name has gathered thousands of signatures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The arrest this week of comedy writer Graham Linehan in Britain over social media posts critical of transgenderism, sparking a debate about freedom of speech in the UK. Supporters of Linehan say hate speech laws are stifling legitimate comment. He has been an outspoken man in his assertions that men cannot become women and women cannot become men. This is SRN News. Pakistan remains inundated with devastating floods. Here's correspondent Karen Chamis.
Officials say nearly 300,000 people have been evacuated in the past 48 hours from flood-hit areas of Pakistan's eastern Punjab province, bringing the total number of displaced people since last month to 1.3 million. Authorities were struggling to divert overflowing rivers onto farmlands to protect major cities as part of one of the largest rescue and relief operations in Punjab's history. A new flood alert by India was shared with Pakistan through diplomatic channels early on Wednesday. It was the second such alert in 24 hours, following heavy rains and water releases from dams in India. I'm Karen Chamas.
In eastern Afghanistan, authorities say the death toll from that huge earthquake earlier in the week, now more than 2,200. Thousands more have been injured and many others still missing in the rubble. More details at srnnews.com.